If you're feeling the need to mail something from the Republic of Ireland, you might need to pick up this controversial new postage stamp. It's a 1 euro stamp, and on it, the face of Che Guevara, the famous, some would say infamous, Latin American revolutionary. Che, as you may recall, helped lead the communist revolution in Cuba in the 1950s. He was subsequently caught and executed for trying to launch a revolution in Bolivia. So why a commemorative in Ireland? To answer that, our history guy Chris Wolf is here to help. So this is that iconic image of Che, Chris, in his beret, the image that's adorned so many dorm rooms and T-shirts. Why is he on an Irish postage stamp?
Well, it's twofold, Marco. Partly, it's because he's of Irish descent.
Really?
Yeah, and also, it's according to the Irish Postal Service, he's the quintessential left-wing revolutionary and is therefore being honoured. Yeah, Che's dad, Ernesto Guevara Lynch, used to say, "The first thing to note is that in my son's veins flowed the blood of Irish rebels."
Ernesto Lynch. Wow, that's incredible. Does the connection go back? That's when it started?
Actually, no, it goes pretty far back. Patrick Lynch was born in the western Irish city of Galway in 1715. So we're going back quite a way into a family that had lost its lands and property during the Wars of Religion in Ireland. So young Patrick did what so many ambitious young Catholic gentlemen did in that time, which was go to Europe to try and find new opportunities to make a living. And so he went first to the northern Spanish city of Bilbao and then followed that city's trade connections to the colony of Rio de la Plata, or as we now call it, Argentina. And there in 1749, he snagged an heiress, and the rest, as they say, is history. So it's a pretty upper-class family, played notable minor roles in the country's history and in the history of Chile as well. And that's on Che Guevara's father's side.
What is the controversy then? I mean, he's a son of Ireland. What's the big deal?
Well, Ireland has this love-hate relationship with its left-wing revolutionary heritage, most recently embodied by the IRA. One Irish admirer has said that Che symbolizes the better nature of man. He was pursuing moral causes rather than material advantage. On the other hand, Ireland's also a very conservative country, and the violence that surrounds Che appalls many there. In fact, one conservative Irish senator, Neil Richmond, said, and I quote, "He was a barbaric interrogator, a jailer and executioner of hundreds of supposed class enemies, and it is my belief that he is most definitely not a suitable candidate for such an honour."
Segment 1.
If you're feeling the need to mail something from the Republic of Ireland, you might need to pick up this controversial new postage stamp. It's a 1 euro stamp, and on it, the face of Che Guevara, the famous, some would say infamous, Latin American revolutionary. Che, as you may recall, helped lead the communist revolution in Cuba in the 1950s. He was subsequently caught and executed for trying to launch a revolution in Bolivia. So why a commemorative in Ireland? To answer that, our history guy Chris Wolf is here to help. So this is that iconic image of Che, Chris, in his beret, the image that's adorned so many dorm rooms and T-shirts. Why is he on an Irish postage stamp?
Segment 2.
Well, it's twofold, Marco. Partly, it's because he's of Irish descent.
Really?
Yeah, and also, it's according to the Irish Postal Service, he's the quintessential left-wing revolutionary and is therefore being honoured. Yeah, Che's dad, Ernesto Guevara Lynch, used to say, "The first thing to note is that in my son's veins flowed the blood of Irish rebels."
Ernesto Lynch. Wow, that's incredible. Does the connection go back? That's when it started?
Actually, no, it goes pretty far back. Patrick Lynch was born in the western Irish city of Galway in 1715. So we're going back quite a way into a family that had lost its lands and property during the Wars of Religion in Ireland.
Segment 3.
So young Patrick did what so many ambitious young Catholic gentlemen did in that time, which was go to Europe to try and find new opportunities to make a living. And so he went first to the northern Spanish city of Bilbao and then followed that city's trade connections to the colony of Rio de la Plata, or as we now call it, Argentina. And there in 1749, he snagged an heiress, and the rest, as they say, is history. So it's a pretty upper-class family, played notable minor roles in the country's history and in the history of Chile as well. And that's on Che Guevara's father's side.
What is the controversy then? I mean, he's a son of Ireland. What's the big deal?
Segment 4.
Well, Ireland has this love-hate relationship with its left-wing revolutionary heritage, most recently embodied by the IRA. One Irish admirer has said that Che symbolizes the better nature of man. He was pursuing moral causes rather than material advantage. On the other hand, Ireland's also a very conservative country, and the violence that surrounds Che appalls many there. In fact, one conservative Irish senator, Neil Richmond, said, and I quote, "He was a barbaric interrogator, a jailer and executioner of hundreds of supposed class enemies, and it is my belief that he is most definitely not a suitable candidate for such an honour."